Amen. Book of Romans, chapter 6. Last time we were together, that's where we were. Romans chapter 6. I want to pick up where we left off. Verse number 6, Romans 6.
Amen.
It's going to take a few minutes. What the Lord reads on this wise, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is freed from sin. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. For he that is dead is freed from sin. In this series of sermons of Christian consistency, always the same, I wanna talk to us from the same subject. I wanna talk about tunnel thinking too. Tunnel thinking. The last opportunity we had to share together, I wanted to coin a phrase, tunnel thinking, because we have an understanding of tunnel vision. And I wanted to relate that to our thinking as well. The tunnel vision, by definition, is the defective sight in which objects cannot be properly seen if not close to the center of the field of view. But it is the definition two that I'd like to use for our preaching moment. It is the tendency to focus exclusively on a single or limited goal or point of view. So Paul here, you guys, is challenging our thinking. And he's challenging our thinking about sin and death. It is Christ's victory at Calvary that liberates us not only from sin's penalty, but also from sin's power. And even though some people want to deal with the security of the believer, you know, that doesn't say in verse 1, we talked about it last time, that we cannot continue in sin. That's not something that we could do. We who were once dead in sin are now dead to sin. Yeah, it really sets us free from sin, that we have received freedom from sin. And so we talked about last week that Paul said that ignorance is the key factor in hindering our life of victory.
All right.
That we cannot be victorious because of our ignorance. I'm not talking about nobody today. I'm just saying that he says the stuff that we don't know or don't embrace hinders our victory. And so we have these expressions here in the text. It says, "Know ye not." It occurs several times in his writing. And the first area of ignorance, I talked about it a couple of weeks ago, that Paul deals with has to do with death. Do you remember? Death, who once was our enemy, is now actually made to minister to the believer the benefits of Christ's victory over the grave. Glory to the Lamb of God. And so we dealt with the reality of the death, our death, with Christ. The truth is, we died with Christ. The triumph is we obtain victory over sin in that death we with Christ. When we died with him, we got victory as well. Today, I want to deal with the reason for our death in Christ.
Okay.
Yeah, the death with him. That though through our identification with Christ in this way of death with him, God has, I'm going quickly, number one, broken sin's stronghold in our life. Yeah, he's broken the stronghold. Look at it right there, verse number 6 and 8 clause. Knowing this, Paul says, that our old man is crucified with him. Yeah, that the expression, the old man, the old man, that it shows up a couple of other times, Ephesians and Colossians. It's there as well. It always means the man of the old, the corrupt human nature, the inborn tendency to evil in all men. But here in chapter 6, verse 6, it is the natural man itself that he's talking about. In the reckoning of God, the old man is crucified. And the believer is urged to make this a real experience, reckon it to be so by definitely putting off the old man and putting on the new man.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he wants you to embrace this experience literally for yourself. Take off the old man and put on the new man.
Yeah,
the old man, he's the old man, the man we used to be before our conversion. Y'all know that man? The one that you used to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I need to tell us something today about the man that you used to be. You got to understand that he is now dead. Did y'all hear me what I said? The old man is dead. I'm trying to help us with our tunnel thinking. You have to think clearly that the old man is
dead.
He's dead. And y'all know what we do with dead things, don't you? Dead stuff. You know, people don't hang around the dead too long. You know, even if you have dandruff hanging on your shoulder, all that is dead skin that come out your head.
Yeah.
With dandruff on your shoulder.
Yes, sir.
If you don't see it, somebody else will.
Yeah.
And they don't even want it hanging around you. They'll brush it off. For you. Yeah, get it off of me. Get it off of me. They don't want to hang around anything that's dead. He said he has been crucified with Christ. The idea of crucifixion is it's very striking, for no man can crucify himself. In death by crucifixion, there on the cross of Calvary, somebody else has to do it. Somebody else has to come in and handle the situation. And at Calvary, God has dealt with the question of self as well as the question of sin by putting us to death with Christ.
Yeah,
this is something you need to know. For without this knowledge, we can never hope to experience deliverance from all that we are by natural birth. We gotta learn how to experience a deliverance from some stuff that we came here with.
That's right.
Help us, Jesus.
Yeah, help.
Yeah, there it is. He says there is a stronghold that the enemy has on you, but your death with Christ breaks that. Not only that, but if you through this same identification with Christ, God has also broken sin's stranglehold on your life.
Yeah,
look at text. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we shall not serve sin, for he that is dead is freed from sin. Look at it. He said the body of sin. The body of sin has been defined as the instrument for carrying out sin's orders. Yeah, and in the phrase, the body of sin, then sin is regarded as an organized power acting through the members of the body, though the seat of sin is the will. The believer is to regard his body as dead so far as being an instrument through which sin can work. Yeah, you got to know that your body is dead to sin trying to come up in here.
Come out here.
Yeah, I'm trying to get your thinking in a tunnel manner. Yeah, you it's got to be dead. Now, of course, the body don't feel dead.
Right.
If y'all know like I know, our bodies don't feel dead to sin. But that's beside the point. God says it is.
That's right.
A sinner seeking salvation must learn that salvation does not depend upon feelings, but upon certain facts related to the work of Christ and the Word of God.
Yeah.
That's where it comes. That's where you get it from. It's not your feelings. These facts must be believed, and Christ must be received by faith. Then on the authority of God's word, glory, the sinner can know his sins are forgiven no matter how he may feel. Woo, glory to God. By the authority of God, you can know you have been saved regardless of how have you ever felt inadequate? You just felt all jacked up and messed up. It's just me. All I know is every now and again, you just don't feel like you want to do stuff. Sometimes I don't feel like I want to come up in here. But it's not about my feelings. I got to go on what God has already said. Glory to the Lamb of God. And the same thing with the saint. I dealt with the sinner, but the saint has got the same situation.
That's right.
The saint must accept the fact that at Calvary, God dealt with the body of sin, and he must believe that God means what he says right here in the text.
Amen.
Yeah, that you are dead. You done died with, you know, feelings are just secondary.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, they are incidental, if you will. That's just what happens. But there was a certain man who was accustomed to getting up 6 o'clock in the morning to catch a train at 7. His wife normally would see him off. This particular night, the children were a little restless, and so by the time she had dozed off to a deep sleep, the alarm clock went off. She went down, oh dear, is that 6 o'clock? And when her husband said to her that it was 6 o'clock, she said, it doesn't feel like 6 o'clock. Did you get my point right there? It didn't feel like 6 o'clock, but the sun, the moon, and the stars, the earth on its axis, and all heaven declared that it was 6 o'clock. Yeah, but it didn't feel like 6 o'clock. It's the same with this biblical truth here in our text today, that the believer is dead with Christ. He may not feel very dead, but that's beside the point again, my brothers and sisters. God says that he is.
Yeah.
And the whole idea of redemption declares the fact to be so. You are dead to sin. And oh, how slow we are to believe this great fact. It opens doors to victorious Christian living. We're able to embrace that. We're able to get that in our thinking. A story is told of two Irishmen, Pat and Mike, who found a rather unusual turtle. The animal's head had been severed completely from his body, but the turtle was still running around like ain't nothing happened. Pat determined that the turtle is dead, but Mike is arguing that he's not dead. They got an arguing, it got loud and loud, and all of a sudden here comes O'Brien. And they said, we're going to go with what O'Brien said. He looks at the turtle and immediately says, he's dead, but he don't know it. He don't believe it himself. And that's exactly the problem with many Christians. They are dead, but they don't believe it. And it's a tragedy, my brothers and sisters, when you don't believe what really is. For it is the truth of these verses in their full capacity that the believer, when they believe them, it breaks the stranglehold in the life of the believer. Those that would have you locked up so that you might be choked out, it loses it. I came to tell us today that the reason for our death with Christ is to break sin's stronghold and to break sin's stranglehold. You understand that the stronghold will hinder you.
Yes, sir.
But the stranglehold can take you out of here. Help us, Jesus. It was at Calvary. I'm through. They tried to strong arm Jesus. They said, we got him in a stronghold. Because they had a nail to the cross.
Yes.
He was being held up by nails in his hands and his feet. They are thinking that they got him even in a stranglehold because it's apparent that he is dying. He hung there for a while, but after a while, the scripture says that he hung his head in the locks of his shoulders and he died. Hold up. Wait a minute. While he's in the midst of his dying, he stops dying in the stronghold to speak to some situations, to speak to some sinners, to speak to some friends, to speak to his mother, to speak to the people that are killing him. He stopped long enough to even speak salvation over them. He stopped long enough to save a dying thief. He stopped long enough to help his mother. He stopped long enough to help his best friend in the stronghold. Stronghold was not able to hinder but so much. But oh, bless the name of Jesus. After a while, he died. But can I tell you that it wasn't a stranglehold? The Bible said he gave up the ghost and he died. And they thought that the stranglehold had taken full effect. But oh, no, that wasn't the case because he got up. Again, on the third day morning, he got up. The Father raised him up. And when he got up, he had increased power. The declaration, he said, I got all power in heaven and earth in my hand. If I can get you to have tunnel thinking today, to know that when he got up, you got up. To know that when he died, you died. Woo! When he was buried, you were buried. Oh my God. But he got up with all power. And if you're going to die with him, if you're going to be buried with him, if you're going to get up with him, then you got the power that he has.
Hallelujah.
Gotta learn to think, my brothers and sisters, that you have all power.
All power.
He said, you can have it because I'll give it to you. If you just believe. That's all he wanted us to know today. That though we fear death, death has given us victory. Death has broken the stronghold of the enemy. And death certainly has taken the stranglehold away from it. Can y'all just feel the release? To begin to think about it, that you have already died, and everything that you were supposed to experience has been released because the Bible says you are now free.
Free.
Oh, glory to God. I'm no longer bound to those things that would take me out. No longer bound to those things that would keep me under. He says, you are free.
Yes, Lord. Yes, yes.
Yeah. Folk worried about dying. You done already died.
Yes, Lord.
And you've got none.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And there's nothing that will hold or grab hold to grip you such that you do not have victory because you have victory in Jesus Christ. From on high. from heaven above.
Yes.
Power has been given to everyone that believes. I got a question. Do you believe?
Yes, I do. Hallelujah.
So I got a question. Do you believe?
Because
if you believe, your thought pattern is that I have been raised from dead. And death has no longer hold on me. You got to understand that whole idea of sin. I'm going to get there next week. The whole idea of sin, it speaks directly to death. Before I get to sin, I need to let you know that even though sin would send you to death, death has already been conquered.
Yes,
you have already been delivered from the penalty and the power of sin. I need you to have tunnel thinking that I serve a God who let me die with his son, but he raised me up with him.
Amen.
I stand in power
because
he has given me his power. Glory to the Lamb of God.
Yeah.